Welcome to this week's HMD Radio Show. I'm back after a 2-week break, and I've got some new music, some from Russian Circles, Valiant Tour, Volcanus, one from last year that I missed by Maserati, and I'm drinking Lagunitas Equinox Pale Ale, and also a Sour Cherry Apricot Ale. Kicking us off, here's some Grizzly Man.
We'll be right back.
that was Maserati, Lying Cell, taken off their album from last year, which was Rehumanizer. And then before that was Grizzly Man, Last King. So yeah, I'm back after 2 weeks holidays. Depending on where you're listening to, you may have missed a show or got an old one. I'm not sure. And I've got some lovely beer tonight. And I'm saying some new stuff. So, yeah, another thing that's happening next week is Sick of It All are playing their 30th anniversary tour in the Voodoo. They're playing down in Limerick the night before on the Tuesday. And I plan on going along to the Voodoo Lounge one. Saw them there about, actually it's 10 years ago since I saw them there, because I looked up this album that they were touring, Death to Tyrants, and I was really shocked to see it was 2006. So gonna play a few songs by them and related bands. I'm gonna start off with the first song off Death to Tyrants, Take the Night Off. Power! Power!
Say
there you have it. A nice little hardcore set with a bit of DC thrown in there as well. That was Sick of It All, Step Down, last song. Then before that was Cro-Mags, We Gotta Know, off Age of Quarrel. Mad Ball then Set It Off, title track on that album. And then Bad Brains, Band in DC. And then two from Sick of It All at the beginning, Get Bronx and Take the Night Off, off Death to Torrents. So yeah, next Wednesday in the Voodoo Lounge, I'll see you there. First beer tonight, I'm drinking Lagunitas Equinox, and it's a genuine pale oat ale, and it clocks in at 8.4%. It comes in a double sized bottle, so it's expensive. I think it was fucking $9.50 or something for that bottle, but I have to say it's damn tasty. It's like, yeah, it's really nice. It's pours a kind of a, doesn't look that oaty. I would expect more haze, but you know, it's filtered, I'd say. It's kind of an orangey goldy colour, good head on it, good head retention, and it's very hoppy, kind of piney, lemony smell. And yeah, it's more piney than anything else. Bit of floral there, and then when you taste it, it's fucking tasty. It's yeah, the hops follow through with the taste as well. So if you see it, Lagunitas Equinox, buy a bottle. It's fucking gorgeous. So moving on, what am I going to play next? Actually, I'm going to play something off the new Russian Circles, because it came out the other day. I only picked it up today, so I haven't listened to any of it, so this is a total shot in the dark. And what song am I going to play? The album is called Guidance. I'll just go for, track 4. It's nearly always a safe one. This is called Africa. Shut up. Rebellion Tour, Cut and Run. That's off their new album, Old Salt. That one's going out to Timo and Mark that are going over to some shithole in the UK to see them next week. Another band that haven't played here. They will be good to see. And then before that was Russian Circles, Africa, going out to Steve, who likes to talk through their gigs. And yeah, what else am I going to play now? I do have another new act. This is Vulcanus. I think they're Swedish. Picked this album earlier and it was fairly rocking. So I'm going to play a song off this and then I'm going to review the next beer. This one is Old One. Thank you. That is Volcanus, and that's Old One Ascending is the album, and that track is Old One. It's fucking belter. Get it? They're from Sweden. Can only be good. Okay, next beer. Yeah. So, this beer is from Dot Brew. They're based somewhere in Ireland. Let me see if I can find an address on it. Brewed and bottled in Dublin. So they're probably brewed out at Contract Brew House up in Broombridge. And it's a sour cherry apricot ale. Now, I'm not getting much apricot out of it. And I'm not getting much cherry out of it. And it doesn't taste that sour. Yeah. It's an ale though. So, you know, 1 out of 4. Well done. It's don't know how to describe it, but it's the word I'd use is underwhelming. It's not what I thought it would be. Now, when I saw the label and it said sour cherry apricot ale, I thought, deadly. And then I looked at the back and saw, oh, it's Irish. I went, okay, sure, I'll get it anyway. And we'll see what happens. It was a bit disappointing. So, beer of the night is definitely Lagunitas Equinox. And we'll move along. So if you see that, it's got a very nice label. Big red circle on it with sour cherry apricot ale written underneath it. Don't bother. If you're looking for a sour, definitely don't bother. If you're looking for anything with cherry in it, wouldn't bother. And if you're partial to a bit of apricot in your ale, wouldn't bother. Right. Mono Lord, who I saw and were probably one of the highlights of Desert Fest this year for me. They've released the song that they played. It was a new song. I think it was the second last one before Empress Rising during their set. And it was called Lord of Suffering, and they're after releasing it. So I'm going to play it for you. This is the extra new song that I didn't mention earlier. This is actually, hold on. Yeah, I'll play this and then I'll talk and then do a last bit. Okay, Lord of Suffering. Suffering, new song out with them. Get it, it's fucking great. Right, this is the end of the show. Hope you enjoyed it. If you want to get in touch, you can email hmdradioshow@gmail.com, at HMD on the radio on Twitter, or the HMD Radio Show on Facebook. I'll leave you with a quick one. This is Nails, Friend to All, and then if you're on Radioactive, you'll get a longer one afterwards.